You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
December the 12th. My gosh, are you realizing how close we are to Christmas? December 12th, 2022. We are live streaming. And by the way, happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends. And we are live streaming at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA. You push that button and it will take you immediately to our page and you see where you push for live. And I'm looking and I'm seeing, and I can't pull up, I can't see how many are watching live at this point, but I see a lot of folks pull it up later. That's fine. I know you can't do it now, but I encourage you to do it. Some say it's just like watching you on TV again, but you seem to be a little over the top or something like that. Yeah, sometimes I get a little over the top, you might say here. Video reports from El Paso, Texas, indicating a record-setting large group of more than 1,000 migrants crossed overnight from Mexico. 1,000. Just overnight from Mexico into El Paso. They now have something like 5,000 in custody. They have no place to put these new ones that have come across. This is understood to be the largest ever single migrant crossing into the U.S. history. And you can thank or criticize Joe Biden in the White House for that happening. And more are waiting to come. Now, like this from Louisiana. Now, I remind you, this is news and commentary, so I will be making comments. It's not just straight news. Louisiana voters approved an amendment clarifying in that state's constitution foreign nationals are not to vote in local and state elections. Now, federal election laws already ban foreign nationals from voting. 73% of those voting, about 315,000, approved it. And they'll be clarified in their state constitution. Now, a foreign national is not necessarily an illegal, but I just want to point that out, that, you know, they just think that if you're not of this country, you really don't have a right to vote on our elections. I mean, seriously, should you go to France if you want to vote for somebody and when they're holding their elections and be allowed to vote? I would say no. Britain is proving that all this green energy pie in the sky will blow up in your face if you live long enough to see it. The Britain National Grid is firing up two coal-fired reserve power plants because they got bad winter coming, lack of wind, so the windmill big turbines aren't turning. They're not getting enough fuel and oil anymore because of the deal with Russia, because of the sanctions. So the grid said, we've issued a notification that we are going to fire these up. And, of course, immediately here come those who want to have climate control in their hands. That they're just upset with Britain to no end. Well, then why don't you sit outside and freeze your butt to death, and then you see how you want to go along with the green pie in the sky thing. Following the release of former WNBA star Brittany Griner from Russia in exchange for Russian arms dealer Victor Bout, dubbed the Merchant of Death, Florida Congressman Mike Waltz is saying that's a lopsided deal. It's a major propaganda victory for Russia's leader. I agree, and we're going to spend more time on that exchange coming up in the next part of this hour. A Libyan is now accused of being involved in making the bomb that destroyed Pan Am Flight 103 December 1988. Were you alive then? Do you remember it? 270 killed when a plane detonated over the Scottish town of Lockerbie, going from London to New York. I will never forget that day, in part because some TV show we had on, I was working at a CBS station at the time. Callers were upset because we were interrupting their program. I was doing some local at cut-ins because the network was slow to get their act together, and the person was really upset. And I said, and one of the callers told me, why are you bothering reporting? I mean, we don't care. I said, ma'am, there were Americans on board. Well, I sure don't care. I mean, you can run it after my program. That's where the fight started. Hey, this is interesting news, honestly, here. The first time ever, U.S. scientists, the National Ignition Facility in California, producing a nuclear fusion reaction, resulting in a net energy gain. I'm not a scientist, but I'll tell you, this is maybe a perpetual energy source. I don't know. We'll see. Then you have a Nevada woman who took away a carjacker's gun. Took it away from him. Then he tackled her from behind. She turned the gun and used it on him. Shot him in the head. If you're watching, you watch. Are you watching me now? Let me add. Justice served.
Larry Connors, USA. News and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest, best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
He wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal. The headline is this: Get ready for Republican oversight. The House committee I'm slated to head will conduct serious investigations and propose real reforms. And here's your list: border and fentanyl crises, pandemic relief fraud, Afghanistan withdrawal, energy crisis, COVID origins, Biden's family business schemes. How are you going to get all that done?
Well, I'm fortunate to have a large staff. Our staff will essentially double on January 3rd when we go from the minority to the majority. I've got some great members on the committee. We've got some new ones coming in that are really interested in oversight. And if you think about it, there has been zero oversight in this building for the past 2 years. The Democrats have had the majority in both the House and the Senate, and they've completely turned a blind eye to the Biden administration, to their disastrous policies, to their runaway spending, and to the elephant in the room, this influence peddling that their family continues to do.
Boy, did he nail it. You were hearing in the beginning Bill Himmler of Fox News, and he's questioning Congressman Comer, James Comer, asking about what you're going to be doing with this new House oversight opportunity. Comer, of course, is a Republican from Kentucky, and he's right. He said, we're going to actually do some investigating. We're going to look for things. We're going to get some answers. The only thing this Democrat-controlled House has been doing is January 6th. January 6th. I told you, and I'll repeat over and over, that story for them is going to outlive the cockroaches. Absolutely. Everything, everybody be dead, even the cockroach. But they'll still be whispering and shouting and doing whatever they can about January 6th. Was it wrong? We know it's wrong. But you continue to make methinks, too much noise about nothing when it comes down to trying to tie Trump into it and any American who voted conservative. And you emphasize and over-exaggerate the actual facts. And I don't know how many times I see a story on a leftist outlet of some type, January 6th, the day policemen were killed. Some are clear enough to say a policeman was killed. And even that's wrong. There was no policeman killed. Did one die? Yes. Apparently some heart ailment or something. He wouldn't have died then. I don't know that, and you don't know that either. But they want you to believe the January 6th rioters specifically killed him. There were some of those, quote, protesters are those who simply came to the Capitol, see what was going on after finishing Trump's speech down the street. They had heart ailments. I think one or two of them died. The only person who was, quote, killed that would be intending to end their life was the woman, Ashley Babbitt, as she tried to squeeze through a broken window, to get into the chamber. And the Capitol Guard could not let her in. She had numerous opportunities before she ever got there to stop. She served us in our U.S. Air Force. We thank her for that service. But at that point, she was not doing a patriotic thing. And the Capitol Guard had no way of knowing, even though he could see her hands, what's in that backpack. Would you stand there and let somebody come through a window if your family's in that room? I wouldn't. You carry explosives into the House chamber, who knows how many could have been killed. And, of course, that would include AOC. Remember how frightened she was going to die? She wasn't in the building. She wasn't in the building, much less being in the chamber. But she was one of the ones coming. I feared for my life. Lady, you were at the executive building across the street. You weren't even in the Capitol, much less in the chamber. But don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. Now, California Congressman McCarthy, we will see if he's going to be elected House Majority Leader. The battle continues to go on, and it involves some that, you know, they have some good points. A lot of it's a Freedom Caucus. I just want to caution them. Don't screw this up and allow the Democrats to take part in picking the speaker, because that's where you're headed at this point. They want to see you guys mix it up and fight over it. Is McCarthy the best? Honestly, I don't know. He's got some problem baggage, as everyone does. But if they fight it out like this and the Democrats actually end up helping select the House Speaker, that affects every committee chair. It affects how those panels are going to operate. And you outnumber the Democrats. And yet you're going to basically say, okay, we won, but we're going to let you have the trophy. Is that what you're going to do? Really? Put your country first. Get over your own little internal squabbles. But one thing McCarthy does say, and he backing up Congressman Comer talking about these House Oversight Committees and what we're going to do, he said, there's another group I want to get into. And Comer mentioned it too in his Wall Street Journal piece, and Bill Himmler didn't bring it up. And that is all these 51 intel officers. Remember all these guys, CIA, DEA, DI, whatever their titles were, and some of them current, they all signed their name that, you know, this whole thing was Russian disinformation. And they didn't even know any, so they never, this is talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. They hadn't seen the information real details. They were just sitting around having cocktails. You know, I think this is Russian. I think we can frame it as Russian disinformation. Well, let's sign a letter to that. I'll take another jack, please. Two, double. They were signing off on something. They really didn't have the facts, and they're supposedly intel officers. So Congressman McCarthy said, we want some answers from them.
Those 51 intel agents that signed a letter that said the Hunter Biden information was all wrong, I'm going to have them have a hearing, bring them and subpoena them before committee. A Clapper, a Brennan. Why did you use the reputation that America was able to give to you, more information, but use it for a political purpose and lie to the American public?
Yeah, that's what they did. They were lying to the American public. Because they're all kind of a close little group, you know. fellow spies, flies, all gathering around the same pile of sugar. I'll go that way. South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace is also on the House Oversight Committee, and she's echoing the statements of the two congressmen.
I believe once we start investigating that we're going to uncover a trove of information to show how far federal agencies, including the FBI, have gone to bury these kinds of stories, like the origins of COVID, like how corrupt the Biden family has been with regards to business dealings around the world, especially with people in countries like communist China. I hope that with the leadership of Jim Jordan and Jamie Comer out of Kentucky on oversight, that we're going to get to the bottom of this. But when we do, what happens next? Because my biggest issue being a member of Congress is we do all these investigations and then absolutely nothing happens. We've got to hold people's feet to the fire and hold them accountable.
That woman is right on target. Don't just get to the bottom and get answers. Hold people accountable. Pay the price. Well, we have paid a very big price, I fear, with making this deal with Putin by releasing Victor Bout in exchange for WNBA star Brittany Griner. Did you know her name prior to this? I didn't. And I would bet majority of the Americans never heard of her. I don't know how really big she is. I didn't even bother to check on how, well, I say big, I'm not talking about height, but I mean stature she is when comes to WNBA. I just haven't even bothered. I find myself guilty of that. But I do know this. She was picked up because she took marijuana oil into Russia. She denied it and then later said, well, I need it for my medicine. And she might well need it. I mean, you know, those players, they suffer a lot of, pardon me, issues, and it could help. But then she said, well, I didn't know it was against the law. I think, and let me recommend this to you and anybody you know, if you're going to travel to a foreign country, check their laws and make sure you're not going to go in there and violate something that you could be arrested for, in particular if it's a communist nation. So she's being held for not even a year, and she's pleading to get out. Remember, she sent a message to the president July 4th. I would normally be home with my country, home with my family, celebrating. There's a statement here that the Biden official who met her on the plane after she got released claimed she's a very patriotic person. I don't try to tell someone how to define patriotism, but patriotism to me is what we saw at the Army-Navy game at the beginning of it. Men, women of all services, obviously Army-Navy in particular, and Marines were there as well, obviously, of all colors, probably different religions as well, waving and standing at saluting the U.S. flag. That's patriotism. She doesn't even want to be on the court where the national anthem is played. So bringing her home, former Secretary of State under Trump, Mike Pompeo.
I'm glad Brittany Griner's back home, too. They were able to accomplish this. But my mission was always to get every American back, but at the same time not create the risk that more Americans would be taken. And there is no doubt that today, not just Vladimir Putin, but all the bad guys, the Iranians, others who hold Americans in detention, see that if you take a celebrity, the chance of getting one of your bad guys back out of American control is greater. And I think for people out there of notoriety, it is more likely they will be taken hostage today, and that is not a good policy.
And that is for all Americans, but especially if you have some elite status, and giving in exchange for a woman, be she LGBTQ or not, I could care less, getting her out in exchange for a guy that deals in munitions, missiles. Democrats, are you listening? Guns that kill, gets them into countries where they murder people mercilessly. I don't hear them talking about that side of it, do you? No, you don't. He is the so-called merchant of death. Putin wanted him back. He still had about 6-7 years to go. And the Biden administration is, well, you know, he wasn't sentenced there for life. He only had another 6 or 7 years to go. Brittany was not sentenced to life. She was sentenced to about something like 7+ years. Glad to have an American out, but it's an exchange that's not equal in any fashion whatsoever. And Pompeo adds, don't forget some of the others we have there, such as 52-year-old Paul Whelan.
We were working hard on each of the cases, including Paul Whelan's case during my time in service. And we were talking with the Russians at multiple levels. Our ambassador on the ground there in Russia, John Sullivan, was working with them. There were lots of discussions about what the right mechanism forward was. But the Trump administration was always very clear. We weren't going to trade bad guys for celebrities because it creates the wrong incentives for the bad guys as we go forward. It's not good for American national security. It's not good for people who are traveling across the world.
And there are three other Americans there, Whelan and Mark Fogel, a Pennsylvania resident, history teacher, teaching children U.S. diplomats, got arrested in August 2021. He had some medical marijuana for back pain. That 61-year-old is sentenced to 14 years in a labor camp. Sarah Krivenek, a 48-year-old who moved from California to Russia, teaching a private school, claimed her boyfriend was abusing her and cut him a bit with a knife. She was arrested. Boyfriend retracted the charges. She's not being held in custody, but she's not allowed to leave the country. So technically, she's a prisoner. But the problem is, what the Biden administration is going to do, and that the story has changed several times. Originally, we were trying to get them both out, Whelan and Greiner. And then we're told, you get only one. You choose. And then we said, no. We were told we could have only Greiner or no one. So we took the only American we were offered. You want to wager what the real truth was? Yeah, I have my questions as well. Coming up, another part of this issue about how far do we want to go with some of this stuff?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All right, I've done my research I should have done earlier for you. I apologize. I told you I really didn't know that much about Brittany Griner and her WNBA career. I don't follow WNBA. I follow March Madness. That's when I really start watching college basketball. And, of course, I follow some of the finals of the pros. And I have not even watched a single soccer game. Sometimes it's because of timing. Sometimes, as someone said, why don't they just call it running? Because it takes forever to see anything happen. Oh, unless you brush against someone and they fall down. It's such exquisite pain. Oh, my God, I'm probably going to lose my arm. And the trainer comes out and sprays some probably water on them. And oof, they're well. They're ready to go again after they get the other player ejected or flagged or whatever it would be. Briner holds the blocked more shots than eight teams as a WNBA rookie, and it made it part of her nine-year pro career. She holds the records, WNBA records, for most blocks in a season, 129, in a game 11. Obviously a very competitive player, very good. I applaud anybody that can reach that status. But equating her and getting her out of Russia in exchange for Victor Bout, I have a real problem with. But if you're an LGBTQ plus supporter, regardless of what they're doing or have done, then you don't see it that way. For instance, CNN political commentator Van Jones said the other day when she got released, saying, "This is huge. It's a decade-defining image. It's shocking for young Americans to see an icon like that snatched, locked up, treated like garbage in 9 years, 10 years for bringing some cannabis oil medically prescribed." That's the first time I've heard it stated that way. "You can't allow to have a black female icon treated like garbage. Can you allow Americans of any color, any political persuasion, any sexual preference to be murdered by anything Victor Bout sells to terrorists who want to carry out an attack somewhere, even on a luxury hotel or a beach somewhere around the world, and Americans are called in? Can you allow that?" I'd say no. But the Biden official, like I said, who met her on the plane, described her as a very patriotic person. And, of course, the problem there is that she has decided if the league was going to play the national anthem, she was going to stand with others against the country. "I'm not going to go out there for the national anthem as the league continues to play it. That's fine. It'll be all season long. I won't be out there." Now, reading some of the other comments he made about her, she seemed like a very personal and very thankful person. And I told you that I really almost want to see her when she arrives in the States to bend down and kiss the ground. And I want her to say, you know, we should not take what we have in America for granted because too many do. And if you think this country is systemically racist, I wonder what she thought about Russia and the fact that how much she might like to hear the national anthem. So let's take the other side of that now. A former Virginia Tech soccer player got benched because she would not take a knee during the national anthem. So she sued the school for violating her freedom of speech. The coach benched her because he wanted the whole team in a unity statement to take a knee. She said, "I'm not going to do that." But she's not being lionized by those who think that you should be able to have freedom. I don't know what Brittany Griner might say about her, but I know that there's where we often have the split. Are you either going to go this way and stay this way, or are you just going to say, only when my people do something will I accept it, or my group, or my cult, or my family? If you want to really be fair, make it fair for everybody. And the Constitution grants you freedom of speech. I never one time called for those players that took a knee to be fired. Others did. I quoted some of the folks who did, and folks said, I said, "No, I don't like it at all, but we've had troops die for them to have that right to do if that's what they want to do. They want to treat it that way." And I understand in some cases there are concerns and thoughts. I understand all that. I wish everybody out there had to take debate in college and be on a debate team. Prepare yourself to argue either side just as adamantly as the other side. Then maybe you begin to understand there are things that do come together, because you can stand and argue either side with facts. Oh, there's a difference. Coming up, a very interesting White House reporter being dissed.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it: look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
It was 19. thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So if you've ever watched a White House press briefing, you know for a fact that Karine Jean-Pierre, she really dislikes a specific reporter from Africa. His name is Simon Atiba. He works with Today News. He's had a lot of hostile encounters with Karine Jean-Pierre for some reason. Yesterday, she freaked out on him and stormed out of the press conference, ending it early. We kept track of this weird psychodrama going on. Here are some clips from it.
She's asked about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
And Dr. Fauci is the best person to answer that question.
I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it.
This is the disrespect of me. It is. I'm done. Simon, I'm done. I'm Simon, I'm done. I'm done with you right now.
And the Supreme Court Justice.
I'm moving on. I'm moving on.
You don't give us questions.
Okay. I'm trying to answer your question. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. I just tried. You wouldn't let me. Go ahead. I just tried and you would not let me, sir.
I'm done. I heard those remarks the other day and I wasn't sure how they were, what the context was. Quentin was telling me, and he pulled these up for me, and I appreciate it, because she's a White House reporter. I know they want to run the operation, but the journalists are there to ask the questions. And if you're not answering the question, they're going to continue. And no one on the left side had any problem with Jim Acosta Acosta constantly attacking Trump, interrupting, or any of the Trump spokespeople. Not anyone. He's all okay. And, of course, I told you, Acosta is no longer on the White House beat for CNN and NN because we have a new president, and if he's not going to go after him like he did Trump, well, then he's got to take the dog back, put it back in the kennel. And it's Biden, and it's a Democrat, so they got to change that. But here we have Karine Jean-Pierre, black lesbian woman, and I bring that up only because that's what the White House made a big deal of, Jen Psaki and the rest of them, when they announced it. She is the first black lesbian to serve as White House press secretary. Was that the qualification? I can think of two or three black lesbian women I know that would be a much better spokeswoman than she is. Granted now, she and Kirby, National Strategic Coordinator, often has to come out and answer questions. They basically had to parrot a very bad message, and they probably get incomplete or false facts anyway. So it's not an easy job. So I'm going to acknowledge that. But apparently Atiba was simply trying to get an answer to some questions that she didn't want to answer. He reports for Africa Today. It's a publication and podcast, everything else, but based out of D.C., Simon Atiba, that's his job. He's a journalist. But he's a black man, too. And I don't know if there's an issue there between her and, not between him, because he's simply doing his job, but I'm done with you? You're done with me? All right, let's hear another clip of that.
You can feel it watching that tape. She is mad at you. Why do you think that is?
It's been a disaster, a total catastrophe, a real nightmare covering the Biden White House. Right now, I'm the voice of Africa in the U.S., but I can confirm that the level of discrimination against me and against African journalists in the White House, it's outstanding. It's disgraceful. You know, it's been 3 months that we don't have questions at the White House. Even as President Biden is about to receive 50 African heads of state in D.C. for the U.S.-African summit, she didn't even give us even a single question. I've been trying for the past 3 months. And, you know, it's shocking because she's black. She's an immigrant. I'm black. I'm also an immigrant. And she's discriminating against me more than the white people who were, the white yes. lady who was there before. And it's shocking. She should be ashamed of herself for doing that. And it's heartbreaking.
It is, and it's also wrong on the basis that if you're supposed to be the White House spokesman and how you're treating reporters in that sense. If he were being disrespectful to her, that'd be different, but he didn't, nothing I heard. All of that, of course, is from an interview he did with Tucker Carlson, as you heard on there. His job is to ask questions. She didn't like the questions. She didn't like the road he's going. And the fact that the White House, he felt entirely in the White House, is being discriminated against. A black man being discriminated against in the Biden White House? Where are the others speaking out? Where are they? You don't have to defend Kareem. I'm not asking you to do that. But why are you not saying this is wrong? Are you letting white reporters come in and sit and have a good interview, but you won't let him in? The irony hits you right in the face.
She really, really dislikes you. Do you suppose it's because you don't have the same views that someone who looks like you should have, in her opinion?
I believe that has to do maybe with two or three things. The first thing, I sound different. I wasn't born here. I was born in Cameroon. I speak French. I speak different languages. I don't have the American accent. I tried. I failed. And I've decided to stick with my accent. And I asked tough questions. For instance, I will ask her, how is it understandable that President Biden is inviting 50 African heads of state to the U.S. who will spend almost $50 million each, and he doesn't have 5 minutes, you know? And so I ask questions about COVID. How do you explain that 1 million people, if we have to go by the official figures, 1 million Americans were killed by COVID, and we don't know where COVID came? You lied to us. You told us the COVID came from bat to human, and then now we understand that it probably came from the lab. And that's the most consequential question. And she wouldn't even allow Diana from, you know, Daily Caller to ask that question.
See, the man is simply doing his job and asking good, tough, hard questions. And the 50 ambassadors from Africa, the way he's being treated with the Biden supposedly going to welcome them in, you know what that shows you, really? At the core, it is, again, pandering when it works for us. Otherwise, we dismiss it. I think he was right when he said she should be ashamed of herself. And he talked about his accent. He said, I tried to speak more with the English. I just can't. I understand. I'm from Texas, and I just can't sing good American language. Not exactly right either. I have a very good friend from Nigeria, and he and his wife, and they're both extremely successful. They came here, didn't know each other, but found out they were from the same village. When they were in New York, they met each other, and they now have two lovely children, and she's a surgeon, and he's a psychiatrist, had served as a merchant. And when I first met him, it's very difficult for me to understand him. It wasn't his problem. It was my problem. I mean, I was having a hard time. But now, and of course, his English has improved, and I had an Uber driver last night, and partly because he's up in front and I'm in the back, it's kind of hard anyway. And I didn't get to ask him, you know, what country he's from, but obviously could have been Cameroon, could have been Nigeria, Ghana. I had to really strain to listen or ask him to repeat something. And, you know, sometimes you have to work to listen. Do you realize that? Sometimes you have to work to listen, especially just because they have a different accent or something. Don't just shut them down. Work to listen. But this is appalling. I'm glad you put this in front of me. It's appalling that anyone would be treated like that, but for her to do that to a reporter from Africa just doing his job. Now, maybe if he said, can I wish President Biden a happy birthday, or can I help pick out an ice cream for him, then maybe that thing would be neat, you know. But then you're pandering to them, and I'd say no. Your journalists act like it. There's another part of the problem. A lot of those in the White House press corps, they're not really journalists. They're pawns being used by the White House. What do you think about this idea? Let me ask this real quick. And here's a question. What if the U.S. government offered black Americans one-way tickets to Africa? Oh, my God, Larry, how racist can you be? I just read you, by the way, a website question posed by a new play titled ain't no mole. The producer has some outstanding credentials, and everybody was praising this thing. It's going to be an unprecedented, unpredictable comedy. Comedy speaking to the turbulent skies of being black in today's America. And what if the U.S. government offered black Americans one-way tickets to Africa? As Paul Harvey would say, then there's the rest of the story coming up.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Your eyes are burning. You're sneezing. It's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon, joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All right, so let me go back to what I was discussing a moment ago. First of all, the name of this producer that created this Broadway play I was telling you about, and there's more to the story, obviously, is Lee Daniels. Did you ever see the movie Monsters Ball? Now, by the way, Lee Daniels, that was an Oscar-winning film, by the way, and he's the first black solo producer behind an Oscar-winning film. Monsters Ball starred Billy Bob Thornton, who's a racist guard at a prison, and he falls in love with the wife of a prisoner. The wife's name, I can't recall, I could look it up for you, Letitia Musgrove, I believe it was, or Letitia probably, played by Halle Berry. Oh, stop right there. Right at that. I don't care what the name of the movie is. I'm going to watch it. It's got Halle Berry in it. Call me a chauvinist. Call me whatever you want. But if it's got Halle Berry, I'm watching. Stunning woman. I don't know about her politics. I don't know if I've ever heard anything, and that's fine. And she's entitled to have her view on whatever she wants. But I got to tell you, a stunning woman. I had a friend, he said, I always wanted to meet her. And I was flying on L.A. going, he forgot where he was going at the time. Well, I mean, he knew, but I forgot where he was. But he had a first-class seat. He business and got it. And he was had told me repeatedly, man, someday I hope to beat Halle Berry on one of those flights. And he falls asleep on the plane pretty quickly. You know, he's not before they even get away from the gate, he's exhausted. And he wakes up and his eyes open and there's Halle Berry sitting next to him, right next to him. He's kind of stuck and didn't realize this. He'd been sleeping there, almost leaning onto her shoulder, and drool coming down the side of his mouth. I don't know if he even bothered identifying who he was at the time. All right, back to my story. I'm sorry, I went down that rabbit hole. Halle Berry is part of the Monsters Ball. Excellent movie. And also, Lee Daniels, who did that, created the TV series Empire. Another brilliant idea. Of course, that was the one that it starred Jussie Smollett at one time and all that. But he has a play that he put on Broadway. It was basically considered, he was heading it up, but it was called Jordan E. Cooper's Broadway production of Ain't No More. That's a title. That's the way it's built. It's supposed to be a woke comedy, a comedy featuring a slate of black characters, some of them are drag queens, who are part of the first wave of black Americans given free passage to Africa by the U.S. government as part of a package for slavery reparations. That's according to the Hollywood Review, a report, as it wrote it. It grossed $121,000 last week, well below the weekly running cost, the lowest average price ticket on Broadway. So now the playwright and star himself, who plays a drag queen named Peaches, who he calls the blackest and queerest version of myself in a profile, he said, first of all, I don't think any white people will be in the audience. That's the issue. He said, I always say white folks are not invited to the cookout, but we'll leave the door open. You can come in, grab some food, get you a drink, have a good time, but don't expect me to stand around and listen to you. I don't know if that affected or if it's the place just bad. I don't know. But it is, you want to see it? Oh, too late. It's closed already. Failing. That happens. But you know what? If he put Halle Berry on the cast, I'd buy a ticket. I promise you I would. Now, here's something that gives you, I'm talking about failing, and I don't mean this in the sense that all these folks are dropouts and they're failures. I don't want anyone to think they're a failure. You always, if you put your work and effort into it and you listen, get a good mentor, you can do anything. But I note that there's a story out that 9 million millennials moved back in with their parents this year. 9 million. That'd be about one in four now living with their parents. Some of them are in the parents' basement. Others are doing it. And some are moving back in also to help their parents. So you can't look at it in that way. But when it comes down to save money, 50% say that's the reason. I can't afford to rent, 39%. Take care of them. And this is not an indictment. You don't know what their history is. Don't ever judge someone until you walk in their shoes. It's just that there's so many opportunities out there. I don't know. I wouldn't even begin to judge. I will judge this. The New York Times and all the leftists at the Times are so anti-gun, they thought, well, we'll get them. They put pictures of three or four A-15s up because they're trying to push more gun laws. And with the A-15s, they had shotgun shells. And some are saying, do they not know the difference? You can't put that in there? Oh, they probably don't, but then again, they also look at that shotgun shell. That's a big looking, that's pretty big size. I mean, that's you watch it on YouTube, it's about like that. And you put it next to an A-15? Oh, yeah, that's really looking wicked now. As Trump would say, fake news. Thanks for joining. Remember, our one nation under God.
This is Larry USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.